Charlie Galnick was a fixture at Humiston Beach from 1950 until he retired in 1989. He's never forgotten his first rescue. It was a little girl who nearly drowned while her parents dozed on a beach blanket.
Waves were coming in, and one of the waves picked her up and pulled her into the slight gully that's always along shore right off the beach. And she fell into that. It was over her head. The tide started taking her along. Well, I was running across the beach, and I could see her eyes looking right at me. I dove into the water, and just like a football tackle, tackled her body, picked her up, and brought her back into the beach. She would have been gone.
About how old was she?
She was probably about 4, 5 years old, maybe.
Where were her parents?
Her parents were lying asleep up on the beach. You had quite a bit of that. One day I looked south from the Breezeway restaurant, and there was a small, looked like a beach ball, being pulled out into the ocean in a riptide. So I ran down there and dove into the water and swam out to it, and it was a small child, maybe 3 years old, probably about 100 feet offshore. I brought her in and called the police, and they found out where the parents were, still in a motel room along the beach, and didn't even know the child had gotten up, walked out the door, walked down to the beach, and fell into the water.
They must have been so grateful to you.
I don't even remember. I didn't stick around for much of the grateful stuff. I just did what was necessary, and then I kind of liked to walk away.
Were they mostly tourists, people who weren't used to the beach?
Yes.
And it would have been in the tourist season, right, in the winter months?
No,
mainly? Every
month. It never stopped. It can be during the height of a rainstorm, and you can't hardly see, and the people will be out there swimming. When they came to the beach, it was unbelievable.
What do you mean?
Like a parent would sit a child down along the edge of the big waves when they receded and walk away from them, and here's coming a big wave in. That was awful. And they didn't know anything about anything. And they all belonged in water that was about 1 foot deep. I used to have a saying every morning before I'd go to work, I'd hit my toe with a hammer so that I'd be ready for the day at the beach.
The boiler was a shipwreck that was about a quarter mile offshore that you could see from the shore. People used to swim out to it a lot. You went out there a bunch of times, I'm sure, to bring some of those people back.
I went out there all the time. They were not allowed to swim out to that ship.
Who wasn't?
Swimmers. No, skin divers with equipment and surfers. We used to go out there and surf all the time. If you're a free swimmer, it becomes a long, long way. I saw this one guy swimming out there one day. He got up on the boiler and I was following him out. He was real sick when I got out there, so I put him on the raft and brought him back in the shore. He got out there and his appendix ruptured while he was out at the boiler. Other times, it was just nothing, just a matter of saying, you're not allowed to swim out here, back to shore.
You knew the ocean so well. You had a radio show called Charlie's Atlantic Annex, but now you're out on a farm. You're about, 8 miles west of the beach. You're taking care of horses. Do you miss the beach?
Do I miss the beach? Not at all. I was there every day.
7 days a week?
Yes. I'd had too much of it.
And you haven't seen the beach since 1989? You haven't been on the beach?
No, I wouldn't go near it. I didn't go be a lifeguard because I loved the beach. I just went to be a lifeguard because I wanted to save people.
Charlie Galnick is a native of Vero Beach. Florida Days returns in January. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould wishing you happy holidays.